Greetings, precious students. Glory be. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus. Please, first question. Son, I'm going to ask you to repeat that question one more time and state your name very clearly out loud, please.
Good morning, I'm Josh, and my question is, what does God desire most for his children?
Thank you so much, Joshua. Thank you. What does God desire most for his children? Glory be. Students, the first thing that Sanat Kumara would share, that Holy Creator would desire, that anyone would learn to look at heart within their human body first. Now, how does Holy Creator look at that? So you all know that you have organs in your physical body. Heart. What does heart mean to a physician? Well, that means that's that wonderful part of you that pumps your blood and keeps your body in the required element of receiving the nutrients from the blood to keep everything flowing perfectly. Holy Creator has chosen this particular part of the human vessel to house. That's the best way I can explain it to you. So Holy Creator houses in heart. Heart has a mind of its own, students. Your brain thinks for itself. Heart also has a mind of its own. They are medical scientists also call the human gut the second brain. Well, I wouldn't call heart the second brain. I would say that it stands upon its own merits. It thinks for itself. Why is that? Because it carries your divinity. It carries what Sanat Kumara calls threefold fire. And what is threefold fire? Threefold flame. It is what Holy Creator has gifted you in this experience on earth that Holy Creator calls it life. Without the threefold flame, you would not have life. So what is the most important thing to Holy Creator for the student to be looking at? I shall say to you repeatedly, heart, heart, heart. Think about your heart. Your heart is where your passion is. Not your brain and not your liver. Your heart carries your passion. Are you aware of your passion, students?
Please enter followed by the pound or hash sign. Thank you.
Are you aware of your passion? Your passion is what will guide you into unlimited possibilities. When you woke up this morning, did you say to yourself, where is my passion? Did you even think of your passion? Why is it that Mr. Brain would not think of passion? Because passion is housed in heart. It is from your divine source. Mr. Brain does not come up with passion. He has a purpose in keeping the individual moving in a direction that makes, shall we say, logical sense. When you think about passion, students, would you say there's logical sense to passion? I'm going to hold the vigil that you say no, Sanakumara. There is no logical sense to passion. It's a driving force inside you. You know that you want to accomplish something more than you want to look at other things. It drives you. It motivates you. It inspires you. Passion. That is within your heart, not your brain. I would direct anyone to their heart again and again and again. God bless you, son, for your question. Second question, please.
My name is Charlotte. My question is, I have read many times or heard many times that in life we are each other's reflection. What does that mean?
God bless you, precious Charlotte. Her question is, in life she's heard that many times we are, humans are each other's reflection. So this is a very lovely question. It's one to ponder deeply. So, students, let's look at it this way. I'm going to give you a phrase, and you've all heard this before. Like attracts like. So, situations, scenarios, energy, people will draw towards another one when there is similarities of vibration. So you may find that you also have heard the phrase 6 degrees of separation upon your planet. How is it possible that you can meet someone from another country or another state or whatever the scenario may be, and you recognize, how is it possible I know this person? They are somehow know someone I know, and we are somehow kindred spirits. So you gravitate towards situations, people, things where you all have unfinished business. Now, what does that mean? That means that there are vibrations within each of you in this incarnation that will move you in directions where your unfinished business is required to be looked at. So whether it's a person or a thing, you will find that if you have unfinished business with that situation or that person, you will find each other. You will gravitate towards each other, which goes back to, holy students, it goes back to energy. Energy will find more of the same. This is the way energy works. Energy will gravitate towards similar energies. So when you recognize, you draw people towards you that perhaps leave you feeling, wow, how is it possible that individual found me? I'm not too pleased about this, Sanat Kumara, because when I look at them, I'm not too crazy about what I'm seeing. I would say to my student, go back and sit. Go into your heart and ask Holy Creator, what is it that you want me to see? I just met an individual that left me feeling a little bit less than. I didn't really care for what I just saw when I met that person. or there's something about that person that makes me feel a little uneasy. I would say to my student, go in your heart and ask Holy Creator. Apparently, Holy Creator, I drew that individual towards me. I must have unfinished business inside myself. Otherwise, I couldn't see them. Because I'm seeing them in my reality, I must have unfinished business in that arena. This is where you are being totally honest with yourself. You are not avoiding heart. You are not pretending that heart is not talking to you. You are brave. You are courageous. And you are sincere. And you sit there with Holy Creator and you ask, guide me, God. Guide me. Thy will be done in me. Let me get what you want me to see here, Holy Creator, so that I do not have to repeat this again. That is what I call mastering energy. God bless you, child, for your question. Next question, please.
Good morning, this is Debbie. I notice in myself and other people around me that they keep doing the same thing over and over, year after year, and expect a different outcome. What can they do to correct this?
God bless you, sweet one. Well, the very fact that you can ask this question, precious child, shares that you know you don't want to keep repeating. Many, many, many people out there do repeat. That's similar to what I just shared with the other precious student's question. Why do people keep repeating behavior? Why? Why do they repeat behavior? Again and again and again, they go down the same road, the same road, the same road. They see the same signs along the road, and they are blind. Blind. Why is this? Why, students? Why does one walk down a road and see the signs and say, you know what? I'm going to change my road. Why does another one walk down a road and don't see the signs? They don't want to change their road. They just go down that road almost blindly. What's the difference between the two people? I could get into a very lengthy discussion here, but I'm going to shortcut this. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. You've all walked into planet Earth with a human contract. You signed on the dotted line. And you agreed to look at a certain amount of unfinished business. And Holy Creator gave the final approval on your contract. And Holy Creator knew what was in your contract. And Holy Creator said to you before you walked in, I'm going to give you one more added piece of information, child of mine. I will make every attempt to make sure that you know that you have a choice, that you do not have to repeat unfinished business. Holy Creator vowed this to every life stream upon planet Earth. Holy Creator vowed, knowing their contract and knowing that they would more than likely stay blind, Holy Creator vowed, I will give you every opportunity to have a choice not to repeat unfinished business. That is unconditional love, holy students. God at that point is not looking at a contract. Holy Creator is looking at your heart, your soul. And the Holy Creator is giving that individual every opportunity to not repeat unfinished business. And so you recognize some seem to stay blind on the road they're on. This is what I would say to my student. Go in your heart and hold the sacred vigil. You may be the only one that holds a vigil for that individual who to you seems blind, because there was another time, another place when you were blind and someone else sacredly held the vigil for you so that you could open to heart. God bless you, students. With all of my heart, I honor you now. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venas.